on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Looks like a clear blue sky out there. Beautiful day to do anything around your home, castle, or cabin. Or just kick back and relax if you're caught up on all your home maintenance and enjoy today's program. We're talking about paint preparation for multiple different applications. Right now we're still on the exterior of the home. And we're going to talk about something that happens in concrete called efflorescence. I've heard it, people pronounce it multiple different ways, effervescence, efflorescence. I think we decided efflorescence was the pronunciation we were going to stick to.
Yes, that is the correct, efflorescence.
And it's a chemical reaction to moisture moving through cement. The lime that's and the ash that's inside the concrete mix, as moisture moves through it, it will bring those materials out and the water evaporates, leaving the white mineral on the surface of the concrete. And you think, well, I don't have any moisture in there. Well, water is a very, water will go where water wants to go. And you wouldn't think it, but it can come up from underneath the ground. And you think, well, it's a desert. How much water's underneath there? Well, a lot. And it's amazing what it can do and where it chooses to show itself. But most often on our homes where you're going to see this is around the stem wall of the home. Sure, you could see it in certain areas of stucco, but more often than not, this is something that you see on the stem wall. And it's fairly easy. It's just labor intensive to correct that. Obviously, the first thing you want to do is clean all of those mineral deposits off. That might be a good place for your power washer back there, Rosie, but in a lot of cases, to get every mineral off, you will need your steel brush, scrub the heck out of it, and then you want to put a water sealant onto not only just where you see it, I would go ahead and put it, depending on how bad it is, if you're already doing it, that whole length of that wall, because if you seal it here and there's moisture back there, well, the moisture can move to where it can come out. So as long as you're there, and because the quantity, that you buy the water sealant in, you're going to have enough to do the whole length of that stem wall more in most applications. So why not?
Yeah, and they actually do make efflorescent primers to block the moisture. And you're right, Romy. A lot of people say, well, there's no rain in the desert. Well, there's sprinkler systems in your neighbor's yard spraying up against your block wall. And anytime and every time we have a monsoon event, like we had last year in particular, boy, the efflorescence this winter and this spring are going to be epic. And it's because of all the moisture that got into those masonry units, and they're actually bringing that salt out to the surface. There's a reason it's called the Salt River Valley. It's because of huge salt deposits up where the Black and the White River come together on the Indian Reservation to create the Salt River. That salt carries down into our river bottoms that we use all the products from, the mining from, to build our masonry products and our cement in Arizona. So it's bringing out all those minerals with the salt. As the masonry is wet, the sun comes out, cooks the outside surface, causing the water to migrate out to the surface. Well, as it's migrating out, it's bringing all of that to the surface. It dries, and then you've got that little white fungus powdery substance all over. It happens on sidewalks next to planters that get regularly irrigated. You can wipe it down with a little vinegar diluted water and a nylon brush, get rid of it. But then again, for concrete slabs, the only way to avoid it is turn off the irrigation system in the area to eliminate it. For masonry walls, you might consider painting the entire wall with an efflorescent blocking primer, which most of the major manufacturers carry that. So that's the way you can beat efflorescence, at least in the short term. Chances are you won't beat it forever. It'll show back up sooner or later, just like every paint job.
Okay, Rosie.
It won't last forever.
Let me see how sensitive I can go here. Pigeon poop. I have pigeon poop on my block wall.
That's not efflorescence.
That's not efflorescence.
That's not the white stuff we're talking about.
I never thought about that. But just cleaning it off.
That's from all the salt your pigeons are drinking out of your margarita in the backyard.
I got to party with the pigeons now.
Okay, so what's your question about pigeon poop? Because that is a problem.
Well,
in very many neighborhoods,
I can't power wash it because you don't want the moisture buildup for the efflorescence. So, is there a proper way to clean it off a block wall?
Ooh, I think I would. I don't like getting too close to pigeon poop. I like standing 3 feet away with a pressure washer.
I don't either. It reminds me of that NFL Atlanta team. That's a long story.
And a heavy concentration of it. It can be a carcinogenic. I do remember mm-hmm. that because when we were doing some roof repair on a property that had a large pigeon population and it was this a big deposit, I was just going to go start cleaning it. And the guy's like, no. This is a heavy carcinogenic. We've got to go get, special breathing treatment. And, you know, there was a whole process to get rid of it.
Call in the Superfund cleaning.
So
Superfund cleaning. That's right.
Best answer is to eliminate the pigeon problem, and then we'll address cleaning that up. But we've got a couple texters that have rifled through. We've got a couple phone lines ringing at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We're going into the bottom of the hour news break, so we'll get them all in queue and ready to rifle through them.
And Romy,
the break.
Romy, when we come back, Rosie's going to give his number one step tip how to make Super Bowl weekend the most romantic Valentine's weekend you've ever had.